Ann Coulter, Debate Tip, Remember to Ask About White Supremacy. By Ann Coulter on October 8, 2020. Editor's note, this column was written before Wednesday's vice presidential debate. Unfortunately, this week's vice presidential debate, occurring after this column goes out, is unlikely to be something you'd see in the Turkish parliament, like we had last week. But I expect one similarity. There will be zero questions about any major issues. Like crime, immigration, globalism, the endless riots, our insane foreign policy or what Wall Street is doing. More like, our next question is about transgender adoption. And of course, Vice President Mike Pence will be asked to condemn white supremacy. Redeeming America from the bogeyman of white supremacy is apparently the media's main argument against Trump. Earlier this summer on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, the Democrats' vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, cheered on the protests that have been creating havoc since May. They're not gonna stop. They're not gonna stop, and this is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not gonna stop, and everyone beware, because they're not gonna stop. They're not gonna stop before Election Day in November, and they're not gonna stop after Election Day. Everyone should take note of that, on both levels. That they're not going to let up, and they should not. And we should not. But Harris won't be asked about that. According to USA Today's fact check, she never said any such thing. The newspaper rated the claim that Harris supported the destructive protests, which, again, is on video, partly false on the grounds that Harris referred to protests, not riots. Those were peaceful protests. Why are we required to pretend the Black Lives Matter protests are lovely little afternoon teas, while the Antifa riots that inevitably follow are the problem? If there is a problem at all, which there can't be, because Antifa doesn't exist, nor do riots, but if they do, it's white supremacists doing them. I'm open to the argument that an organization is not responsible for the things people do in its name, but that's not the media's position. Even if it were true that the BLM protests were peaceful, and it's not, then why do the media always hector Trump to denounce white supremacists on the grounds that they certainly regard him as their leader? Whenever and wherever Antifa riot, they spray paint BLM on walls, chant BLM slogans, vilify the police and scream about black lives. Quite obviously, they think they're committing vandalism, assault and arson to help BLM. At the very least, BLM is not doing much to police their sworn allies. Even taking BLM peaceful protests on their own, they are not what most people regard as peaceful, like the anti-nuke protests in the 1980s, featuring singing, dancing, balloons and jugglers. The basic, factory-issue BLM protest, with no bells and whistles, involves angry marchers screaming, FK the police. Fry like bacon. I know you got a gun, but so do I. Your mother's umbilical cord should have wrapped around your neck and choked you just the way you choked George Floyd, you filthy animal. They nearly always include chants of the 100% proved about the shooting of Mike Brown, hands up. Don't shoot. BLM protesters block traffic, stop cars and demand the drivers swear allegiance to BLM. They invade restaurants and shout in patrons' faces. And let's not forget the looting. Most people consider that, at the very least, obnoxious. But instead of asking either of the Democratic candidates about their enthusiasm for BLM and Antifa riots, I mean protests, the media insist on endlessly chewing over a worldwide threat that exists exclusively in their imaginations, white supremacy. If you'd asked me before the presidential debate last week, what if someone brings up the media's fine people, on both sides lie about Trump? I'd have said, nah. He clearly denounced white supremacists in that very statement, no one would be that stupid. Chris Wallace is. I thought he was stealing a four-year-old, hacky idea from CNN's Jake Tapper. But it turns out Wallace himself asked Trump this exact same question about condemning white supremacy during a primary debate in March 2016. Journalists are like two-year-olds who won't stop asking why the sky is blue or how high is up. Or a similarly unanswerable question. Why on earth doesn't Trump keep an MP3 file in his pocket of him saying, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. Inasmuch as the media are never going to stop demanding that Trump condemn white supremacy, and seeing as Trump refuses to just play the tape, how about turning it around and demanding that Biden denounce NAMBLA? I am calling on my opponent to condemn NAMBLA right here and right now. Do you, Mr. Biden, admit that a grown man having anal sex with a 10-year-old is wrong? Will you tell your supporters this right now? Pederasts certainly think you support them. They vote for you, they don't vote for me. The question is more than legitimate. 1. Unlike white supremacists, the North American Man-Boy Love Association actually exists. And 2. While NAMBLA may not have officially endorsed Biden-Harris yet, we know they support him, as much as the media know white supremacists support Trump.